Right now, it's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
So did you cough your way through all those golf courses, George?
Yeah, pretty much. I had a light cough when I got there because I was fighting something when I left. Mm-hmm. And then about day six or so, that's when I really started feeling it. And
good
was
Lord.
Coughing and, yeah. And there were several times when got really cold, too. At least.
And did that aggravate your cough?
Yeah. Rained. It rained every day we played.
That's one of the worst things, to be sick on vacation.
I know.
That's a bummer.
But, most of it was spent in good health, and then just at the tail end of the trip, it cost me a round.
Cost you a round?
Yeah, I couldn't play the very last day. I just felt awful.
So what was it? I'm trying to get this. I just now thought of this. I forgot. I have an example of how bad my sick voice got.
Yeah?
Last week?
Yeah, this was not on the air, though. So I recorded it on my phone, and if I could at all pull this up here, it would just be wonderful, and I think I'd really enjoy it.
Did you get really hoarse? Oh.
Oh, that's not me. He just did that. Okay, let's see if we can hear this here. Okay, it's loading. It's loading. Okay.
Hot dog.
Here we go.
All right.
Yeah, I just wanted to record this voice while I have it.
Oh, my God.
Hey, this is Gordon Keith, and you're listening to Sports Radio 96.7 FM, The Ticket. Also heard on 1310 AM and The Stream. Now we get back to our program. Here they are, The Morning Musers, starring Gordon Keith, with sidekicks Craig Miller and George Dunham.
Okay, isn't that ridiculous?
Yeah. That is ridiculous.
It was so low.
But we have a new top of the hour ID now.
Yeah, well, so what I'm hearing is
anyway. So yeah, there's a little bit of that for you. I thought you'd enjoy
that's amazing.
That. Okay, let's talk medicine here, Giorgio. This is medical talk.
All right.
British doctors are prescribing what are called poo pills.
No.
You haven't even heard what their science is behind this.
I don't care.
It's freeze-dried fecus.
Nope.
In capsule form.
Doesn't matter.
And they're calling this very exciting. It says that these have also become known as crapsules.
Okay, that's funny.
But it's freeze-dried
fecal matter
from healthy people. And it's showing promise in treating everything from advanced cancer to deadly liver disease.
Huh?
Yeah, it helps you.
Okay.
And it could be the key to crushing it at the gym or reversing some signs of aging, even.
It
basically puts good beneficial bacteria back into your gut for people who have lost the beneficial bacteria. But in the trial, 41 patients who had recently battled drug-resistant infections, they were split into two groups. One group got the
crapsules.
And those on the treatment had successfully colonized their guts with the good bacteria and flushed out the bad bugs, and they did wonderfully. So this is a large shift from what we thought 20 years ago, when all bacteria and viruses were considered to do you harm and was bad for you. And and now they're realizing now you've got to have some bacteria, you know, the good bacteria. You've got to have a healthy biome. What do they call that?
Yeah.
In your gut? Yeah.
Gut biome.
Yeah. So so we may all regularly take poo-poos.
Okay. Well, I can already hear how these things are going to be marketed. It's time to kick the ass out of cancer.
No.
Let's get ready to fart.
Okay. All right. So stupid. But we had heard about this. The Ticket was first to report on this many years ago when they were doing
fecal transplant.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah, right. I remember that.
Because we were all threatening to force the other one to get
fecal transplant
from us. Like Craig was going to pin you down and give you one.
Hey.
No. But yes, the people who suffer from chronic GI distress, you can see that's got to be one of the worst problems ever.
Yes.
Someone who has Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis or all of those things that have to do with the gut.
Can't be too far away from a toilet.
No, and you just kind of feel gross and miserable all the time. Yeah. And you just, and yeah, it seems like I've known people that had the Crohn's disease, and I swear they had to go in and get sections removed at different times. Or maybe that's ulcerative colitis. I can't remember which. But
terrible.
I know. But I don't know if
house
would help someone with those conditions or not. But some people who develop C. diff, which I have no idea what that stands for, really.
Chronic difficulties.
No, it's some Latin term for the particular kind of bacterium. I don't know. And then dilly-dally. We have to talk about dilly-dally the sea turtle. The adolescent loggerhead sea turtle named dilly-dally crawled back into the ocean last Wednesday, months after having a front flipper amputated at a Florida Turtle Hospital.
Whoa.
Huh. They have those.
A Florida Turtle Hospital. Why didn't they just say the only turtle hospital in the world? It was brought to the Marine Life Center in January, suffering from predator wounds to a front flipper.
Shark.
And the veterinary crew, they worked hard on this dilly-dally's rehabilitation and care.
They didn't dilly-dally around?
No, they didn't. But I guess they eventually had to take the flipper off and fit it with a prosthetic. They gave it a hand. No, they didn't give it a prosthetic. But they put some kind of satellite tracking device onto it, so they're going to follow her journey to see how she fares. Now, I imagine they're going to get all excited, release her into the water, run back to their radar monitoring station, and then just see it swallowed up by a shark immediately after spending $200,000 on the rehab of this thing.
That could very well happen. Or they run back, look at the radar, and it's without a flipper. It just swims in circles.
Yeah, it just keeps going in a circle. And finally, they go out there at night and just put a bullet in the thing.
Dilly dilly.
They said it's exciting because we don't really know what happens to our three flippered turtles once we release them.
Yeah, with Craig, I think they go in circles.
I don't think they're going to go in circles. You guys have
they're
seen
go off track though.
You've seen
two on one side, one on the other.
Dogs that have three legs and they don't run in circles.
Yeah,
they figure out how to go straight.
Dogs are smarter than turtles.
I don't know about that. Is that true?
It gotta be.
Could be.
They have a different kind of intelligence.
Keep in mind,
because they can do tricks and stuff.
He's a turtle owner.
That's right.
So he's going to be very defensive.
I don't mean
a tortoise is a form of turtle. All tortoises are turtles, but not all turtles are tortoises.
Okay.
There's a way to remember that. But yeah, they say that, you know, it's an endangered species, the loggerhead turtle.
How is your tortoise? Still trying to get away from you?
I don't know. I haven't checked in forever. No, she's fine. She's fine. She's holed up in a wood crate that lost one of its sides, and so she's been hanging out
there. I really think she wants out. I think she feels like she's being imprisoned.
Yes, but she has a very nice prison. That's what I keep trying to tell her. I'm trying to sell her on this idea. I know you're frustrated because you want to roam free. But the area right next to the bunker, you guys have been there, so you know that shopping strip where the bunker is in.
Yeah.
Right next to it is a large kind of open field that has a grounds crew that goes through there on zero turns at about 78 miles an hour.
She would have no
zero chance.
Right.
Against the zero turn.
Right. So I'm trying to protect her. Half these guys are I don't know. They're on their looking down at their phones while they're on the zero turn, not even looking where they're going. So I just don't. I don't trust that situation.
That'd be terrible.
I know. To see her spray out the side of a Toro.
Bingo. Toro.
If you see a model, though, a poster of a model up on the wall, you better investigate that. She's trying to escape.
A poster of a model?
That's a Shawshank reference.
Yeah.
Oh, Sick yes, reference. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Gotcha.
By the way, speaking of turtles, it always makes me laugh when someone uses the phrase, I got the turtle head poking out.
Oh.
Got to go to the bathroom.
Gross. All right. That's
always
it.
Makes me laugh.
That's gross.
All right, Gordo. Thank you.